Welcome back, everyone. Episode 2 of season 2. I am just so happy that I got this whole freaking thing figured out, so I can start doing the podcast again. I've gotten really good feedback from some people basically saying, like, thank you for bringing it back. So I apologize that it took me so long to figure it out. Life has been hectic, and that's kind of like what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. I know the title is probably a little forward, but I wanted to talk through this thought process I've had with you guys. So, just to loop everyone in because everyone's fucking nosy. I'm engaged. Yeah, the Darius and I are engaged. I'm very, very happy. I'm very excited. Like, this is one of those moments where it's like you just want to enjoy it, you know? Like, people say, like, oh, your high school years, they're the greatest years of your life. Fuck no. Everyone knows that. Like, once you get out of high school, fuck no. Oh, college, it's the greatest years of your life. Fuck no. Like, it was great, but no. I wouldn't look back and be like, that was the best time of my life. Fuck no. Your 20s are great. And you know what? My 20s have been pretty damn great, but I don't know. I feel like my late 20s is going to be the best. Like, I've been very successful. I've been accomplished, throughout high school, through college, like into my 20s and early 20s. But now I'm 25 and I'm getting on that later end of 20s, which is gross and disturbing. But, like, I feel like this is it. I feel like this is where I'm truly going to enjoy my life, and let me tell you why. It's because I'm probably being hella fucking selfish. And I'm okay with that. I think we spend so much of our time caring about other people, and maybe that's in the sense of we care about what other people think. We care about, how we're gonna make other people feel. And I'm not discounting those things. I do think that you should really consider your actions and how they'll make people feel, but you also need to take into consideration how other people's actions and stuff will make you feel, because I've said this before and I'll say it over again. Like, at the end of the day, you are your priority. Like, you're the person you have to live with for the rest of your life, And if you're not happy, then no one else around you is going to be happy, and et cetera. So, let me just, like, kind of break it down into story time. So, Darius and I got back together back in January, and let's just say some people, it's not that they weren't supportive, but they were cautious for me. The people that care about me, friends, family, etc., were cautious. They were like, he broke your heart, yada yada. And I will say this over and over and over again, it is different when you are with someone in person. And obviously my friends and family and stuff that were back in Oregon, like, they didn't get to see his actions. They only know what I've told them, things they've kind of interpreted on their own, stuff like that. And so, I think that was, like, the hardest part is, they have this preconceived idea. They kind of have this mentality of, like, what it's gonna be like and the reaction and all that. And it's not necessarily true, and it hurt my feelings a lot to feel like I wasn't supported in my decision to get back together with him. And it's not th like I'm saying, it's not like they weren't supportive. They were cautious, and skeptical. And in a way, I was too. And I mentioned that in my previous podcast as well. But we were together, and basically we were together a month, and he proposed. And I told my few close friends, my parents, and my brother, basically. Like, I didn't tell anyone else. And what's funny is some people interpreted that as me being ashamed or, like, scared of people's thoughts and opinions. And that's not it at all. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I wanna do, at the end of the day. I appreciate my parents' input and I appreciate their advice and whatnot. But at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do and I'm gonna do what I think's best for me. And I am very happy. Like, I have absolutely no complaints. I have no regrets, like, nothing. I am beyond happy. But we chose kind of not really to make a big deal out of it. We didn't, post it all over the place. In fact, I didn't make a post about it until over a month later. Like, at all. And I still haven't really even posted about it. Like, my Facebook relationship status changed, but I didn't make it public, so it didn't make a post about it. I hadn't posted any pictures of us, basically, like where you would see my ring. I didn't post anything on Instagram. Like, there was nothing overtly, like, out in the open being like, guess what? I'm engaged. And I was okay with that. I was like, I really like our little bubble, and this is a moment that I want to enjoy. And it's funny because my dad even pointed out, he goes, well, you're very active on social media, and you didn't really make a big deal about this. So think about what that says. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really care what other people think. I was like, I was so happy when he proposed, and I wouldn't change a thing of how he proposed, like, nothing. And I was like, you know what? It was one of those moments where I was like, people always say, do your stuff in private. And I've always been that way. Like, I don't really post about things until way after the fact, or it's already happened. Like, I posted I got my house, like, after I got the keys to it. Like, people close to me knew I was buying a house and, like, searching for a house, but no one knew that I'd bought a house until I'd actually bought a fucking house. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very much like, I'm gonna, like, do my shit in private, and then once it happens, like, boom, now I get to rub it in your face, sort of thing. And not necessarily brag or rub it in your face, literally, but, like, that's my mentality, is I'm like, why? Like, I'm not gonna, like, post about something until, like, I'm done with it. And I don't know why, like, that's just kind of my mentality. And I think it's because I'm like, this is, like, my accomplishment. And but when he proposed and stuff, I was like, I don't, like, it's really no one's business. Because, and it wasn't the fact that I was like, it's not that I am ashamed of our relationship, it's nothing like that. It was literally the fact that, think about it this way, and I feel like this is the best way to describe it to people, especially people who are not, you know, in a relationship or even engaged. Think about when your birthday rolls around, and all of a sudden, all these fucking people that you never fucking talk to are suddenly like, happy birthday, oh my God, like, all over your Facebook page, and you're like, since when do you give a fuck about me? And what's funny is I never post for people's birthdays anymore. I just don't. I'm like, it's stupid. Like, if I wanna wish you happy birthday, I'm gonna text you, sort of thing. But like, that's what I knew it would be like, is all these people coming out of the woodwork to congratulate me. Or, and, like, the congratulations is cool, that's great, whatever, but it's the excess amount of fucking questions that I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to answer your questions, like, you're not even fucking invited, why the fuck would I tell you, sort of thing. So, like, you know, when I posted it finally on Instagram, I actually did get a lot of really good feedback from people. Like, and I wasn't expecting, like, bad feedback by all means. Like, who the fuck's gonna message and be like, that was awfully soon? Like, no one's gonna say that to my face. They're gonna say it behind my back. And you know what? Have your own opinion. You're depressed, with your lousy life, whatever. Not really, but that's just me being a bitch. But, like, where was I going with this? Oh, but, like, I didn't really want to sit there and have the same conversation 15 fucking times of, well, no, we haven't set a date yet. Well, no, I don't know if it's going to be in Oregon or Texas. Well, I don't know if it's going to be an outdoor wedding or an indoor wedding. Or, oh, I haven't thought about my dress. Or, oh, I haven't picked out a caterer or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to sit there and have the same conversation about the stupid ass questions that people were going to ask. Because also, like, anyone that knows me knows that I am not gonna be one of those bougie ass brides. And I'm not discounting it either. You know, a lot of the weddings I was in this last summer were by all means, you know, bigger, nicer weddings, but those are not the type of weddings I am interested in, that I would have for myself. They were gorgeous and they were very fitting for my friends and their relationship. But anyone that knows Darius and I knows that we are the epitome of, like, low-key as shit show, in the sense of, like, we want to have fun, we're crazy, we're outgoing, like, we're kind of assholes, but, like, in the best way, you know? And we are not the big, flashy, showy people. Like, that's just not who we are. And I've never been that way because my parents raised me to not be materialistic, and I've mentioned that before. So at the end of the day, I'm like, no, I don't need the big, poofy, fancy dress. And let alone, I would never wear a fucking long dress ever. And, like, I went to five proms, and out of every single prom, I never wore a long dress. I went to six homecomings. The only time I wore a long dress was for maybe 2 hours while I waited around for halftime at our homecoming football game, and I wore the dress through halftime for the homecoming court like parade, and then I took it off. So that's the only time I've ever worn a long dress, like in my entire life for a formal occasion. Like, I hate long dresses. The Lord blessed me with beautiful legs. I get them from my mama. So I'm gonna show off my legs. Like, I don't want to trip over a long dress. They're more expensive. Like, I just don't. You got to get them hemmed half the time. I fucking hate long dresses. And it's funny because two out of the three weddings I was in last summer, I had to wear a long dress, and I was like, fuck this shit. I didn't get them hemmed, like, nothing. I was like, screw this. Like, luckily, like, I'm a tall bitch. But anyway, getting sidetracked here. Like, I'm not a big bougie bride. Darius is not a big bougie man. We talked about it, and we're like, when and if we decide to have our wedding, like, we are not gonna go big. Well, that's just not who we are. And so I didn't want to have the conversation with everyone, being like, well, what kind of dress are you gonna wear? Are you gonna do in a sweetheart neckline or an off the shoulder or a, you know, open back? Are you gonna blah blah blah? Do you want lace? Do you want beads? And I'm like, fuck off. Like, one, we literally, well, I guess by the time I announced that we'd been engaged for about a month, but like, we just got engaged. We don't fucking know. Like, for us, that was not our priority at all. Like, fuck that shit, you know? And so I didn't post it because I didn't want to have the same lousy conversation with everybody. But then, you know what else is funny is when I finally did post it was really astonishing to me, the people that did congratulate me and the people that didn't, you know? I have a fuck ton of family. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. I have a massive family, like, extended on both sides. Like, for example, I have three living grandparents. None of them are married, but I have three living grandparents. From there, I have an aunt from one. I have two additional uncles from another. And then I have another aunt from another one, plus like my grandparents, their siblings, that then like one of them has siblings that have kids, so I have tons of cousins, and it's just like the tree is massive. The tree is massive. And I was like, one, I don't even talk to half these people because my family is so massive. And I was like dreading the obligation to invite people that I don't even talk to. Because everyone knows that when weddings come around, and think about it for yourself too, if you're not engaged or, you know, you're not even in a relationship or whatever, but when your wedding comes around, out of the amount of family you have, who do you actually talk to? You know, I have like a solid maybe 10 family members that I consider myself really close with, that I really enjoy their company. They've always been positive role models in my life. Like, literally, there's like 10 people in my family that I would really want at my wedding. And five of those include my brother and his boyfriend, my parents, and my grandfather that lives on the property with my grandparents. So there goes half of them, you know, and half of them are basically obligated to come because they don't have a fucking choice. I will not let them not come. But basically, like, I kind of started to be selfish. I was like, I don't want to waste my time talking to people about shit that's not their business and stuff I just don't really want to talk about because I'm like, I just don't. I don't want to. I hate having that dreaded, stupid conversation. Every time I mention it to someone, they're like, well, do you have a date? And I'm like, no, we don't. Like, it is so exhausting. And maybe that's the selfish side of me. Like, I get they're excited for me. I get they're being like congratulatory and stuff like that. But I'm like, don't fucking talk to me about it because I just don't want to have this conversation again. And like, my dad kind of like mentioned that, like, that was like, I don't know, like, I don't even know what he was trying to say. I don't know the right word, but like, that it was basically like kind of like, like, are you really proud of your relationship? And I'm like, yeah, I am. I will show Darius off any fucking day of the week, but at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna be selfish with my time, I'm gonna be selfish with my relationship, and I'm going to be selfish with who I share those things with, you know what I mean? And I don't think that's a bad thing. The older I get, the more selfish I become. So now let me tell you the flip side of it. That's the family side, okay? That's the family side. That out of the probably 50 to 60 people I have in my extended family, if not more, a fifth of them, a fifth maximum, is the amount of people that I would want at my wedding, if when and if I had one. Okay? So I feel like that says something. Well, now let me flip it over to the friend side. I have a lot of friends. I really do. But at the end of the day, I think we can all agree that no matter how many friends you have, you can go like, oh, this is my friend so and other, this is my friend so and other. At the end of the day, you have a small select group of friends that you feel closest to. Maybe you don't spend the most time together, but like those are the people you talk to the most frequently. They're the people you feel safest with, whatever it may be. And you know what's funny is the older I get, I have two, maybe three. Three friends that I truly will talk to about absolutely anything. Absolutely anything. Specifically one. Like, there is one friend. Her and I don't talk all the time. In fact, we rarely talk. But she's married. She has a house. She has a job. Like, they're, getting on with their life. And I love that for her. And it is so her. And I'm so happy for her. But she's like my best friend. And I've mentioned her before, obviously. Like, she is the one person I will absolutely tell anything to because we are literally the opposite kind of person, too. That's the best part, is we are so polar opposite. But we know that about each other. So, like, when I'm out there low key being a redneck and she's being a city girl, like, we love that because that's literally who we are, and we love that about each other. And I love her to death. I really do. And when I told her, I finally was able to get on the phone with her and like tell her that I was engaged. And when I mentioned that she would be my maid of honor, she started crying and she was like, "Why? Like, really?" And I was like, "Bitch, don't act like you're fucking surprised. I was your maid of honor, so shut the fuck up." Like, I like couldn't help but laugh a little bit. But anyway, when it comes to the friend side of things, like, in my mind, I was like, ooh, like when I first got engaged and even before I got engaged, you always sit there, and I feel like girls do this probably more than guys, but we sit there and we're like, you know what? This is all these girls are gonna be my maid of honors. I'm gonna have 15, or not maid of honors, bridesmaids. I'm gonna have 15 bridesmaids, because I have all these wonderful friends. Well, let me tell you what happened. I got engaged, okay? I got engaged, and it went from I have 15 girls that I would want to be my bridesmaid to I have like three. Once again, I have three girls that I really would enjoy being around my wedding and being involved with me that day. Four, if you count my brother, because I would love to have my brother as a part of my freaking group for wedding stuff. But basically, what I'm saying is it went down really quick because I started to be selfish. Because, and I'm still standing by it that I don't think that's a bad thing. It's okay to be selfish. It is okay to be fucking selfish and only care about yourself, okay? You gotta do that sometimes because a wedding and getting married, obviously, some people do it more than once. But my goal and my thought process is this is a once in a lifetime thing. I'm never gonna do this again. This is the only man I'm gonna be with. Like, that is my mentality. I don't believe in divorce. Would I get divorced? It would have to be extreme circumstances for me to actually divorce him. Like, extreme circumstances. I'm gonna wanna work through everything possible. But there are a few things where I'm like, I won't put up with this shit. And he knows that, and I'm sure there's things that he wouldn't put up with either, But ultimately, like, I want to get married once and only once, like my parents. Like, that is my goal, that is my role model. So anyway, let me just tell the story. I get engaged. I tell one of my friends. She, to this day, I have now been engaged almost 2 months. 2 months. Excuse my dog barking in the background. The mailman is here. But anyway, 2 months. To this day, she still has not congratulated me. To this day. I don't even know if she realizes it, but she never once said congrats or I'm happy for you or anything like that. The closest thing I got was you two are good for each other. That's it. That's it. And so really quickly, I was like, nope, like you're not a bridesmaid. Like you're not a bridesmaid anymore because someone who literally can't even congratulate me, and for whatever reason, maybe it's she doesn't support the relationship, maybe she's jealous, who knows? I don't know, and I don't ultimately care, but I was like, nope, that is not the support system I want around me on my day. Anyone who's going to bring negativity into my life and my relationship, I will not. Like I'd still invite her, but I'm like, you're not gonna be someone who stands beside me acting like you support this when you have not been supportive, okay? I still consider you a friend, but I now know that I will not talk about my relationship with you, and I still have not. I have not talked to her about anything revolving around my relationship, like at all. So, boom, there goes one. One drops. Two, there's another girl that I was like, you know what? Anytime I want to talk about a win in my life, she changes the fucking subject. She doesn't acknowledge it. And I'm like, I sit there, and when you talk about yours, like, I'm supportive and I'm happy, even if I don't ultimately care. The least you can do is pretend to care. So I was like, nope, you're gone. Bye. Another girl, literally every time, like, I bring up the wedding or the engagement or anything like that, she manages to make it about her. And I'm not one of those brides that's like, this is me, this is all about me. But to an extent, I am, because this is my wedding. This is my and Darius's day. Like, this is about us. This is not about anybody else. Like, I do ultimately, I don't give a fuck about anyone's opinion when it comes to my wedding and how they think it should be done, where it should be done, how much we should spend, how we should do it, when we should do it, anything like that. So I'm gonna be fucking selfish. And so ultimately, like, she's not a bridesmaid anymore. Because everything she did turned around to be about her. And it's not just like the whole, like, oh, what am I gonna wear? Oh, like, oh, that's not really my color. Like, it's not even that. It's the fact that every time we talk about it, the way I'm gonna do things, because like I said, I'm not a big bougie bride, the way I'm gonna do things is sickening. That's like, I'm quoting that. Like, ugh, that makes her skin crawl. Ugh, that makes her want to throw up. Even if she's joking, that's so fucked up. Like, I could say the same fucking thing about her big bougie white dress and tiara. Like, fuck that shit. I think that is the ugliest, tackiest shit ever. But you know what? If I was a bridesmaid for her, I'd be like, well, do you want a ball gown, or do you want like a princess? Do you want sweetheart? Like, I would sit there and I'd support every fucking second of it. And the fact that she literally just talks about wanting to throw up at the thought of how I'm going to do my wedding and my life, fuck no. Fuck no. I'm not going to sit there and take that. And you know what? It's funny because I was talking about this with a friend, and I was like, the next time it comes up in conversation, I'm literally going to tell her to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm going to lose my shit. This is where I'm going to get selfish again. And this is why people probably think I'm a bitch. But I'm like, I feel like there's reason there. I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend my relationship. And at the end of the day, I have to live with myself and my mental health, like I said. So be selfish about yourself. But anyway, basically, really quickly, because of how people were reacting between family, and friends, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about what you guys think. So guess what? We're not having a real wedding. We're not having a big party wedding. We're not doing it. We don't want to do it. One, because the amount of money people spend on weddings is fucking ridiculous. And I'm not trying to go into debt over a 4-hour period where I'm busy playing hostess and making sure everyone else is happy when it's not even about them. And it's funny, my parents and I were talking about this because my parents got married at a courthouse and then went to Six Flags. Like, that's what they did, which is fucking awesome. They did that here in Fort Worth. But like, my dad put it perfectly. He's like, you're paying for people to celebrate you. And that's not how it should be. I think that's the worst thing about weddings, is you're paying all this money for people to celebrate you. And I mean, at the end of the day, they don't really care that you got married. They don't really care how your relationship goes, you know? And I mean, that's true. Like, I think there's a small fraction of people that you invite to your wedding that genuinely care about you and your relationship. And my mom made a good point that if they had had a real wedding, like back when they actually got married, the people they would have invited to that wedding w are not around today. Like, the majority of them are not around today besides family, you know? Like, their friends that they would have invited are not their friends today. There's like maybe two or three people that they're actually still friends with from like when they got married. And I think that was a great point. I'm like, you're spending all this money for people that really aren't going to be in your life. And that was like the best mentality and like wake up call that I really, really could have had. And so, yeah, I just decided I'm going to be selfish. And he was kind of right there with me. We're like, we're selfish, you know? If people want to call us assholes or whatever, like, that's fine with us. Like, we are happy with our decision and we have no complaints. Like, we're totally content with our decision. And I'm using my personal experience that's happened in the last like couple like month basically to give this example, because I felt like that was the best way. Like, but I think this goes into other parts of your life. Like, if you need to do something for you, be selfish. And I feel like this is just another way of me almost repeating some of my other podcasts, but like, be selfish. Take care of yourself. Like, it doesn't matter what other people think. Their opinion doesn't matter. Half of the people in your life, and this sounds terrible, but half the people in your life right now are not going to be in your life in 20 years. Okay? My parents have been married. Oh God, I feel like it's going on like 30 years somewhere in there. It's somewhere between 25 and 30 years because they've already passed their 25 year anniversary, but they were going to renew their vows for their 25th anniversary and like do a party for it. And they were like, the people we're inviting now wouldn't have been at the original wedding. Like, so that's a good point, you know? Like, 25 years from now, are the friends I have right now going to be at my 25 year wedding, you know, anniversary or around for that? Like, you know what I mean? And so don't do things for others, you know? Don't do things even for your parents. Like, obviously your parents are going to be around for a while, but this is, I mean, you know, you need to do what's best for you. And I think that that's a problem now as well, is I see a lot of my friends doing things for their parents, and I get it, you know, your parents have raised you, your parents have clothed you, they've paid for a lot of your stuff, but at the end of the day, this is your life. Like, you need to do what's best for you. If I was doing what my parents want me to do, I probably would have stayed in Oregon, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't have the degree I have now, and yada yada, you know. And my parents are, by all means, my parents are not bossy. My parents ultimately don't tell me what to do, but I think if I had literally gone with exactly what they said, you know, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I'm very happy where I am now. So, I tell you guys to be selfish with yourself. And it doesn't matter if it's family, friends, lovers, whatever it may be. Like, be selfish sometimes, okay? And if someone wants to call you a bitch, they want to call you an asshole because you're taking care of yourself, fuck them, okay? Just straight up fuck them. Because if someone doesn't understand you taking care of yourself or living your life the way you want to live your life, I don't think they should be a part of your life, in my opinion. And that's, I've said that before, and this is just another way of saying it. Like, be selfish. Do your thing. Do what you want to do. Do what's best for you. You can get advice from people. You can, you know, ask your parents their thoughts. You can ask your friends their thoughts. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't match ultimately what your heart and your guts and your head is telling you to do, then don't fucking listen to them. Do what you want to do. Like, ah, God, just be selfish. Be selfish. That's literally, just tell yourself that. Be fucking selfish and do what you want to do, okay? Just do what you want to do. And that is something, honestly, I've learned probably just in the last like 2 months, 2 to 3 months. Like, just, and I think it's like, it's one of those things where you see it all along, you realize you're doing it, but you don't realize the impact and the trueness of it. Like, I think what I've done throughout my life has been for myself, and but it wasn't at one point. You know, I definitely did things for others for approval, and that's not how to live. You shouldn't seek validation from someone else in any way. And you know what? I honestly want to go into that in more detail, the seeking validation, especially like in romantic relationships. So, that's what I'll talk about during the next episode, is seeking validation, because I think it is something I can really, really touch on. Especially with some of the things my friends are going through lately. So, that's what I'm going to talk about next week. But for now, just be selfish, okay? Do your damn thing.